I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A brutal attack has believers in northern India reeling. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puno says the family of 7-year-old Animo thought he went to a friend's house after Sunday school.
A couple of days later, they actually found his body. You know, his little body had been tortured, and then they drowned him to death. The reason for this is because Animo's father had become a follower of Christ.
Persecution of Christians in South Asia has increased nearly 400% in recent years. Pray for Animo's family as they grieve the loss of their son and ask the Lord to protect believers from further attacks. Next, Mexico is known for its drug cartels and gang-related deaths, and Advancing Native Missions partners breaking through this darkness to rescue San Pedro youth. And A&M volunteer teams there right now, building a dormitory and making repairs. They're also sharing the life-saving gospel truth. See how one man came to Christ through a team member at our website. You can pray for more gospel opportunities and pray that more youth are saved from a violent future. And when's the last time you shared the gospel with people in your community? A Christmas campaign can help you do just that. Flip Amon from the Jesus Film Project says it's called Our Family to Your Family.
The campaign is designed for Christmas outreach, specifically to neighbors. So a church might make the DVDs available to their church members to hand to a family, friend, or neighbor, and particularly we're interested in reaching the nations among us, we call them immigrants here in the United States.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your gift of any amount, I'll give you a copy. Just call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.